Do you know something? He asked brightly. I got the idea today that I'd join the chaplain's corps. More silence. Henry kept eating, still nothing from his wife. I've asked you something, he said. I heard you, Alma said finally. I'm Mark Martin with Martin's Must Reads. Tim Townsend in his marvelous book, Mission at Nuremberg, An American Army Chaplain and the Trial of the Nazis, tells us the story of one man's humble service in a horrible situation. In the summer of 1943, with all branches of the service in desperate need of chaplains, Reverend Gehrke volunteered for the Army. The name Gehrke may ring a bell with some in Cape Girardeau, as his son Hank was police chief for many years. In November of 1945, Reverend Gehrke was stationed in Europe and was asked to serve as a Protestant chaplain to the Nazi prisoners about to be tried in Nuremberg for war crimes. The book describes his ministry to the Nazis and their acceptance of this humble pastor from Gordonville, Missouri. When rumors circulated that Reverend Gehrke was to be rotated home before the end of the trial, the prisoner sent a letter to Mrs. Gehrke, requesting her husband be permitted to remain and minister to them. Such was his impact on them. Reverend Gehrke was with the prisoners daily and accompanied them on their long walk to the gallows as the punishments were carried out. Our society today struggles with the concept of forgiveness, especially for heinous crimes such as what the Nazis perpetrated. Struggles aside, Tim Townsend's book, Mission at Nuremberg, is a story of one man and how grace, gentleness, and humility can change even the darkest lives. I'm Mark Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.